Hello and welcome to the Dreamer's Path podcast, a magical, inspirational space for wild-hearted creatives to lean into living the life we desire, to activate more joy, passion, and possibility, to reawaken our imagination, to reconnect to our true nature, and to remember that we are more than enough to achieve our dreams. As a writer, copywriter, and creative, imagination is something that's hugely important to me in my everyday life. So I wanted the first episode of The Dreamer's Path to really be a deep dive into the imagination, to what it means and to why it's so important that we learn how to tap into it. So many people believe that they're not a creative person, but I believe that everybody is born intrinsically creative. I believe that creativity is not something that we are or are not, but I believe creativity is a mindset, and it's a mindset of limitless possibility. So often, if we have a blank piece of paper in front of us, we can look at it with some fear and trepidation. It can inspire feelings of writer's block. I've had that many a time myself. But when we look at a blank piece of paper, what we're looking at is actually raw possibility and pure potential. That blank piece of paper can become the most beautiful song, the most inspiring poem, a fascinating essay or piece of research. It can become an amazing painting. We are looking, when we look at a blank piece of paper, at pure possibility. I believe that our creativity and our imagination lives within our soul, within our spirit. And when we tap into our imagination, what we're actually tapping into is source energy or the divine. When we tap into our imagination, we're really tapping into a type of magical thinking. So when we tap into our creativity, it's as if we have the genie's lamp or a magic carpet, and we can go anywhere, do anything, be anything, experience anything, all through the power of our imagination. The key to creativity is allowing ourselves to open ourselves up to feeling inspiration, to being inspired. The meaning of the word inspiration actually comes from the Latin inspiratio, which means to breathe into. So right there, we seem to be tapping into the idea of the air and breathing in inspiration from what's around us. A portal to our imagination is using our senses. So what can we see? What can we hear? What can we feel? What can we taste? These are ways into our imagination and tapping into our creativity. Imagination is a very hopeful thing, a very positive thing. It's something that we really need. It's a very necessary thing. Without imagination, without creativity, without hope, nothing would exist. Everything that people create, every good, wonderful, beautiful thing that exists, exists precisely because somebody dreamed it first. Creativity is all about vision. It's all about forward looking, looking beyond ourselves out into the future. It's also about embodying the now and the present moment, which is the only moment we ever have. So often in our society, we can notice a real separation, a real disconnect between the creative arts and humanities versus the sciences. It's as if creativity is pitted against science, whereas I believe that they complement each other, and creativity is a part of every single discipline. Scientists, great thinkers, artists. Creativity is an energy. It's something that's very intuitive and really taps into our emotions. Whereas science is something that is often seen as very, very logical, very linear. And because logic has often been prized a lot more than creativity and intuition, I think that when we come to be creative, we often feel a sense of judgment, as if what we have to offer isn't vital, isn't important, isn't worthwhile. But really, that's not true. Creativity is hugely important to every discipline. This fear of being judged can really stopper up our creativity and prevent us from living our most imaginative, creative, bold and abundant life. But I'm here to tell you that you don't need a permission slip to create. If you enjoy writing, you're a writer. If you paint, you're a painter. If you sing, you're a singer. You don't need a permission slip to do these creative things that your soul longs to do. Our imagination is such a precious gift that it's really important that we own it, that we don't let anybody or anything stopper up our voice or our creativity. So now I'm going to quickly move on to four creative codes that I really think will help us all to live a more creative life if we apply these codes. Creativity code number one is fearlessness. Really embodying fearless, limitless living will really help to unleash our creativity. Nothing stifles us like fear. Fear can be really positive in that it can keep us safe, but if we let fear take over, then it can stop us living a creative life. I think so often we can be really afraid of making a mess of things, getting it wrong, making mistakes. We really have been taught a lot to fear imperfection. And amazing as our education system is, very often we're graded on our efforts and our attainment, but we're not necessarily appreciated for our creativity and for the true creative effort that we've put into the work we've done. So I think a lot of this fear of putting ourselves out there creatively comes from a fear of making mistakes and getting it wrong. But really, we need to put this once to one side if we're to live our most creative life, and we shouldn't let fear be the driving force in our creative lives. Creativity code number two is that your voice matters. So often we think that what we have to say isn't important, doesn't have any worth or value, or that it's been said many a time before us by other people who we believe might have said it better. But this just isn't true. The simple fact is that you are a unique human being with a unique voice and a unique message. The message that you were born to create and to give out in the world has never been said in the same way that you can say it. So never underestimate the power of your voice and your worth. It's true that we may be influenced by our peers, by our ancestors, by those who have gone before us. There's an old saying that there's nothing new under the sun, but you are new. No one will say what you have to say quite like you. You will have a particular signature, a particular tone, a particular style, and you have a unique fingerprint. Everyone has a voice, and everyone has the right to have that voice heard. And the legacy that you will be able to leave through your creativity and your creative offerings in the world will really make a difference to other people who resonate with the same frequency, the same vibrational energy that you do. The creativity code number three is curiosity. Keeping ourselves open every day to the new experiences that each moment has to offer for us. If we constantly learn, we constantly open ourselves up to new threads of experience and wisdom. And so often when we create something that really resonates with us and with the people who perceive our creations, we actually are able to tie together these disparate, separate ideas that we've come across from all of the different things that we've learned. We tie separate things together and we make something new. That is at the heart of creativity and our creative expression. And when we tap into our creativity, we're really tapping into our flow states. A flow state is when we're completely embodied in the moment. We are being. Time just seems to become completely irrelevant, and we are plugged straight into our heart and soul and creativity. And it's a really energizing experience when we're able to plug ourselves in to this source of creativity and flow. So I'm inviting you today to really say yes to life, to say yes to your creativity, to your voice, and to take action and to not be put off by anything or anyone that you might feel judged or held back by. The fourth and final creativity code is fun and playfulness. Creativity really doesn't have to be serious. It doesn't have to be a way to process trauma. It doesn't have to be something that's very rule-bound. Creativity can be cathartic, and it really has been for me on so many occasions, but it can and should be fun. Creativity should be about play. Really, creativity is the ultimate free spirit, and when we allow ourselves to dance with our creativity, to really embody that, we embody the ultimate expression of our free-spirited soul and our free-spirited self. Another thing to remember with creativity is that unless we actually do the thing that we want to do, unless we work on it, our creativity will remain just in the home of our imagination. Our creativity will remain just a beautiful dream unless we actually take action and work on it. But it doesn't have to feel like work. When we tap into flow states and when we tap into our ultimate expression of creativity, it should feel like joy, it should feel like flow, and it should feel like play. So to conclude and activate these creativity codes in our life and our work life, we need to remember that creativity is a mindset of limitless possibility. We need to think of what it is we truly desire to create. What is it we were born to do? Why are we here? We need to play to our passions, our desires, and our strengths. Now that we've awakened our ultimate free-spirited creative self, ask that inner archetype of the free spirit, what would you do? What would your most creative, imaginative, free-spirited self do? And see what you come up with. See what your inner, wild, free spirit tells you to do. Creativity is something that's very special and sacred and unique to you. And our creativity really helps us to change our perception of the world and our everyday life. With a creative mindset, our ordinary life can suddenly become extraordinary. Our everyday can become a really special, powerful, wonderful, magical day. And I always like to remember the Michelangelo quote, "Every block of stone has a statue inside it, and it is the task of the sculptor to discover it." So whenever we look at a blank sheet of paper or a blank canvas, I invite you not to look at it with fear and worry of judgment or getting things wrong, making mistakes, messing it up. I invite you to see it instead as a portal to possibility and wonder. I really hope that you've enjoyed the first episode of The Dreamer's Path on the power of the imagination and our creativity. I hope that the four creative codes we've looked at today really help you to activate your most creative, powerful self, emboldening you to live your most creative and wonderful, colourful life. Have a magical day and bring your dreams to life. If you enjoyed the Dreamer's Path podcast, please leave a review and connect with me on Instagram at rrobinsonwriter. Then head over to rrobinsonwriter.co.uk, where you'll discover my blog and more inspirational content. You can click to subscribe to my mailing list to receive a free ebook created with the intention of awakening your magic and activating your potential to live and achieve your dreams.